Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, what's happening?
Brother, what's up?
This is a two big party, man.
Yeah,
I can dig it.
Solid.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the church, the sermon with Pastor Eddie Justice Jones Jr. The church, the sermon with Pastor Eddie Justice Jones Jr. Welcome, welcome on this third Sunday of the month, April 21st, 2024, as we continue our third series this Sunday on the flesh. Hey, how are you? Omega Mix, what's up, cousin? How are you doing all the way out there in Texas? God bless you and all the family out there. God bless you and the wife. And this evening we are having a sermon, our third week of the series, The Flesh. And last week we talked about how to tame our flesh. We talked about how to fight off the flesh. And now this week we're talking about how to treat our flesh good. That way God can bless us, because our first Sunday was about how the flesh can get you in trouble. You know, you can be married, you can get in trouble in your marriage, you can get in trouble in, what's up, cuz? It's good to see you out here, man. Thank you. God bless you and the family. Miss you guys very much. You can get in trouble with your flesh. Your flesh can get you in the hospital. Your flesh can get you on drugs. Your flesh can get you on alcohol. Your flesh can get you killed. I mean, if you don't be careful, and your flesh can get you in trouble. Your eyes can get you in trouble. Your mouth can get you in trouble. Your ears. The flesh has to be tamed, and you gotta have the Holy Ghost inside of your flesh. You gotta have the Spirit of God inside of you, because if not, you can find yourself in jail, in prison, or any other uncomfortable spot that you know you don't need to be in, and that you don't want to be in, that you can get in. And so that's why we're talking about the flesh. And so let me go right to open up with a prayer. And let's open up with a prayer as the people begin to come into the room. Hey, Sister Edith, how are you, Sister Edith? It's an honor and a pleasure to have you on this evening. We're going to open up with a little prayer. I want to pray for the young lady that was 15-year-old young lady that was working at McDonald's, and a guy didn't like his order, so he pulled her by her hair and drug her in the parking lot. He stomped her and cracked her skull and broke her nose, and that was in the city of St. Louis. He's in jail now, but jail is not enough. This just goes to show you how out of control. Hey, Gloria Majors, how are you? Welcome, Gloria Majors. This just goes to show you how out of control people. I also want to pray for the young lady. Hey, praise God. Me and the wife are doing fine. Thank you for asking. I want to also pray for the young lady, Crystal Mason, who was accused of voter fraud. We're going to talk about that on my show tomorrow. And she's been acquitted of all charges. I want to pray for the United States of America, because we got 40,000 to send to Israel and 40 billion to send to Israel and 60 billion to send to Ukraine and other places. But we have an outrageous homeless problem right here in the United States of America. So I'm praying, and I'm going to be talking about these things on my show. And I also want to pray for anybody that's homeless, anybody that's jobless, anybody that's in the hospital. And I want to say a special prayer for my mother, who's in the hospital right now as we speak. Some things have transpired, so I'm just going to pray about it. Heavenly Father, right now, I come to you, God, because I know that you can work everything out. All the things that I can't work out, I leave them all at the altar with you. I pray for the young lady, the 15-year-old that had her skull crushed and broken nose and in critical condition in the hospital, Lord. People are just going crazy, whether it's fast food places or a liquor store or grocery store, Walmart, schools. It's just everything. It's just, these are a certain sign of the times. And in the book of Revelation, it's talked about. Lord, I ask that you bless the young lady who had to do years in prison for voter fraud, and then she's finally acquitted after she did all this time in prison. Lord, all these, this racism, this sexism, this whole ball of wax, God, you know, you said in the Bible that men will become lovers of themselves and women will become lovers of themselves, and that the alcohol problem, the drug problem, the gun problems, Lord, you talked about all this in the Bible, that kids will disrespect their parents and not have respect, that their flesh will take over them and they will kill their own parents. Brothers will kill brothers, sisters will kill mothers, and so forth and so on. And it's all going on right now. You can look at, turn on the news every day. You got husbands killing wives and wives killing husbands. You got husbands and wives playing on each other, and then they get caught up and the kids get in the middle of all this. So Lord, I'm asking you to bring some closure to some of this, some of these things that we have no control over, but you have control over everything. You're Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I ask you to rehabilitate, restore, rejuvenate, and revitalize all these different types of relationships, all this anger that's out in the streets, all these kids shooting each other in Philadelphia and New York and Chicago, just out of control with the shootings, God. All this black-on-black crime and black-on-white crime and white-on-black crime. God, I'm just asking you to pass over your peace, which passes all understanding. Now, Lord, as I begin to get into the word about the flesh, Lord, make it less of me and more of you. Thank you, God. All these things we pray, and a special blessing for my mother and anybody whose mother or father is sick in the hospital. In Jesus' name, amen. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. It's an honor and a pleasure. Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining the church, the sermon. I want to get right into it. I don't want to waste any time. Our third series is Sunday on the Flesh. The title is Take Control of Your Flesh. Take Control of Your Flesh. Our scripture is Romans chapter 6, verse 12 through 14. Romans chapter 6, verse 12 through 14. Edith, could you please write that down? So they can all see it. Romans chapter 6, verse 12 through 14, and it reads, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lusts. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members an instrument of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. The word of God for the people of God. Amen. Now remember this. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is Romans 6, 12 and 14. And it says, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you. You know, sin can have dominion over you. It can take you over. The flesh can take you over. Okay? It can make you do evil. It can make you say evil. It can make you commit evil things. You know, some people get a few drinks in them and they get some liquid courage and they just go ballistic. Some people are dying of fentanyl. Look at the gospel singer Mandisa, wonderful woman of God, 47 years old. She overdosed on drugs. What is the problem? The devil stole her away by overdosing her with drugs. This fentanyl and this crack and this PCP and water and all the stuff they use and all these new drugs they got out that just kill you. The human body's not made for these drugs. And the people making them don't care about if you live or die. So tonight I want to talk about how to save your flesh from getting it messed up and deteriorated by the world, the demonic things that are happening. You know, I was just looking at the story of Hosea and how Hosea, no matter what his wife did, he knew his wife was out there sleeping around. Everybody in the town was telling him his wife was out there sleeping around, but he still stuck by her side. And then she ran into this guy and cooking him food and doing all this stuff for him. And he asked her to dance and she said no. And he had the guards come and get her and put her in jail. But if she would have been with Hosea, her husband, at home, none of that wouldn't have happened. So So what did Hosea do? They put her up for sale. And Hosea went and took his silver and bought his wife back. And by that time, she finally learned a lesson about how to be committed in her marriage and not be going out. And I hear all this stuff, and I'm talking about the flesh right now, because people talk, I hear women saying, oh, if he ain't making $100,000 a year, I can't even talk to him. If he ain't doing this, this, and this, and he can't buy me a $500 purse, I'm not talking to him. Well, you know what? Those people that live in Hollywood, they live a Hollywood lifestyle because they are Hollywood stars. So they can live that lifestyle. But you everyday regular people who aren't serving God think you're going to be able to take your Prada purse with you and all your finances and all that, your big old cars and houses. They're not going with you. When you die, you ain't taking none of that with you. You're not taking no rings with you. You're not taking no $400 dresses and rings and jewelry and all that stuff you see ain't going nowhere. Try being yourself and be a person of God opposed to trying to be something that you're not. Stop all this flossing and high signing, and there ain't no future in your fronting. It's just a front. If you ain't living large and that's why you can't find nobody that want to be right to you. And if you out there doing, this goes for the men and the women, if you out there sleeping around with this one and that one and this one, that's why you can't get no marriage. That's why you can't be with nobody, because you don't know how to stay committed. And that's what God wants you to do. God wants you to commit yourself to God first, and then God can get you committed to your significant other. But if you out here looking for your significant other in the club, guess what? When she get mad, where do you think she's going back to? The club. If you meet him in the club, when he get mad, where do you think he's going back to? The club. If God ain't in it, it's not going to work. If you're not praying together, if you ain't reading the word together, if you ain't studying together, if you ain't lifting each other up, you're going to have trouble water. And you're going to have to tread that trouble water until you find God and put God first in your life. Until you accept God as your personal Savior, and you want to think that the world is what can make you survive, and because you all that, because you can make six figures. Six figures don't make you have a good personality and a good attitude. Six figures don't make you have a loyalty to God. And God says, have no idols before him. No idols before God. So if you idolize your purses, your shoes, your suits, your jewelry and all that stuff, well, guess what? You don't know God because you're idolizing your material things. I've never seen a Rolls Royce get buried with a coffin. I've never seen a mansion get buried with a coffin. And I might see some jewelry get buried with the coffin, but people go back and dig it up and get the jewelry out. Think about that. So let me get right back to the word. We just did Romans chapter 6, verse 12 and 14. I want to thank you all for joining me this wonderful evening. You know, I've been praying about my mother, so I want to send a shout out to all of the Jones family, Green family, Brown family, you know, the Long family, and all my family, including my dear sister Edith. You know, keep me in prayer and keep my mother Dorothy Jones in prayer, please. I appreciate it. Romans chapter 6, verse 12 and 14. I want to read it to you one more time. Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lust. You should not obey your body when lust comes to you, and lust will come. And it can happen anywhere. So you got to be ready. You know, nothing is left to the imagination in 2024. It's just ridiculous. I mean, you can look on social media and see people just don't have no respect for their bodies. And then they say they want to get somebody that's going to take care of them. Well, guess what? He ain't going to take care of you because you ain't taking care of yourself. You putting your temple, your flesh is out there like that, all over the social media with nothing on, jiggling and wiggling and shaking and baking and dropping it, and then you want to get a husband? And dudes, ain't you doing the same thing? You out there, you know, doing what you do. These guys are on there doing the same thing. It's almost like prostitution online. It's ridiculous. It's out of control. And I'm not going to be mad at the United States of America. If they cut off TikTok, oh well, because China got people acting a fool. You know who does TikTok? Look it up. It's not ran by America. It's ran by another whole another country making billions of dollars and watching the buffoonery that we put on there. We need to wake up, y'all. Our people, if you're not of God, you need to wake up. I'm telling you right now, when it all comes down, you're going to be like, oh, Lord, help me. God's going to be like, I don't know you. Get away from me, worker of iniquities. I know you not, because you didn't know me. Let me go to some more scriptures here. And I want to make these scriptures applicable to how you can save your flesh. You don't have to go down to the fire. You don't have to go disrespect your flesh because you see something. Your eyes will deceive you. Here you are, brother. You got the best wife at home in the whole wide world. But yet you see a woman shaking her stuff at the club. Now you want to get with her. And then you get with her and you think the grass is greener on the other side until she come knock out all your windows and cut your tires and go confront your wife and tell her that she's pregnant. Then what? Now your marriage is messed up. The relationship with the outside woman is messed up because it's not of God. Anytime you got to sneak to do anything, you know that ain't of God. Anytime you got to lie, that's not of God. Anytime you got to deceive, no, get your flesh right. Get your flesh right. Amen. How do you get your flesh right? Let's go to Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17. Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17. And it reads, but I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord, because you are called an outcast, Zion, for whom no one cares. But God said he will restore your health and your wounds. If you did something in the past, God will cleanse you as white as snow. All you got to do is ask God for forgiveness and don't go back doing it again. Don't keep practicing those ill situations. Sometimes people get drunk, they don't know what they're doing, and they wake up the next day and say, oh, did I do that? I didn't even know I did that. Stop drinking then like that. Stop using drugs like that. Stop smoking whatever you're smoking like that. Then if you don't remember the next day what transpired the night before. Jeremiah 30, chapter 30, verse 17. But I will restore you to health and heal your wounds. Have you ever been, and I know you have, all of us have been wounded some way or another. We've been hurt. We've been wounded. Our flesh has been wounded. And we get weak and we think we got to submit to things that we don't need to submit to. Don't let nobody steal your joy like that. I mean, you know, people get in love and they get hurt and they take it out on everybody else. The next person coming, he's in trouble. Or she's in trouble. Because that person been hurt so bad. They've been afflicted in their flesh. So they think they got to hurt everybody else that come along and treat them the same way they used to treat their ex-person who messed over them mentally, psychologically, and physically. They don't know any better. Instead of stopping and get some counseling and don't date nobody for a while, just date yourself and have a relationship with God. Take you to the movies. Take you out to go to the beach and walk around. You don't need to be with somebody unless you know, some people, they just can't sleep alone. They can't make it through a night by themselves. They got to have some flesh next to them. Hey, that's right. Don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy, because then you end up doing stuff that you don't need to be doing. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Let me go to some more scriptures. Got another scripture for you. Hallelujah. Acts chapter 4, verse 30. Acts chapter 4, verse 30. And I'm going to read that to you. Amen. Praise God. Good to see you on both. Amen. Praise God. Acts chapter 4, verse 30, and it reads, "Stretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus." You hear that? We all have healing abilities. It says, "Stretch out your hand to heal and perform signs and wonders through the name of your holy servant Jesus." That means you can lay hands on yourself and say in the name of Jesus, "I am healed from the top of my head to the soles of my feet. My blood flow, my bone structure, my ventricles, my brain, my heart, my liver, my lungs, healed from the iniquities in the name of Jesus." Excuse me. Now just don't return back to those type of activities. Amen, 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 hallelujah. Let me go here to Malachi. Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. Malachi chapter 4, verse 2. And it reads, "But for you who revere my name, the Sun of Righteousness will rise with healing in its rays, and you will go out and frolic like well-fed calves." Don't play with God. That's simply saying, don't play with God, because God is nothing to play with. Don't play with his anointing. His anointing is nothing to play with. Don't play with his blessings. I'll give you an example of quick testimony. It was an African-American male judge. It was a Caucasian white male, and the Caucasian white male, the judge said, "You in here for what?" And he told the judge why he was there, and the judge looked at his record. He said, "I'm exonerating you right now." And then as soon as the white guy thought the phone was hung up, and he said, "That's stupid, so-and-so and so." And the judge right away said, "What did you say?" He said, "Well, you know what, no, come back. We're going to deal with your case right now. We're going to deal with your case right now, but we're going to make your case last." And he made that man wait until the last person before he heard his case. And then he called him out on what he said about the judge. And we got our tongue, our words, our tongue can get us into, can make us mess. Our tongue is some flesh that can get your flesh messed up. "Hey, Darlene, how are you? God bless you, Darlene." Hallelujah. Yes, people don't understand their gifts. They don't know. Because if they knew, they wouldn't even be doing these things that they do to mess with their own flesh. You got to remember, this is the most holiest place. This is a court and a roundabout, and the holy place and the most holiest place, and your legs from your waist down. Your body is a temple is what I'm saying. And if you treat your flesh right, your flesh will treat you right. But if you out here doing this and doing that with your flesh all over here and all over there, messing around with somebody, brother, or some lady messing around with somebody, or whoever. If you're out there in the world like that and you don't have no repercussions to what you're out there doing, then you're headed for self-destruction. And God ain't playing. Yes, that's right. Our body is a temple. And we need to take care of our temple. Hallelujah. Praise God. And so, which brings me to 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. It reads, "In his kindness, God called you to share in his internal glory by means of Christ Jesus. So after you have suffered a little while, he will restore, support, and strengthen you, and he will place you on a firm foundation." And this is what we need to know that God will do. I just said God just wants you to repent your sins, and he will take care of you. Right here in 1 Peter chapter 5, verse 10. It reads, "In his kindness, God called you to share in his eternal glory by means of Christ Jesus. So after you have suffered a little while, he will restore, support, and strengthen you, and he will place you on a firm foundation. The book of Job is a perfect example of that. What happened to Job was just unbelievable. But Job was restored, and he was brought back. Hallelujah. Darlene says, sad if you need the lesson. It's called trials and tribulations until you get the lesson. Amen. You will repeat the same mistake. And people do it over and over and time again. You are right, Sister Darlene. You're so right. We need to stop doing that. We really do. I want to go to Psalms 103, verse 2 and 4. Psalms 103, verse 2 and 4. And it reads, let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Even when you're doing what you shouldn't be doing, God still heals you. Let all that I am praise the Lord. May I never forget the good things he does for me. He forgives all my sins and heals all my diseases. He redeems me from death and crowns me with love and tender mercies. Now, I just want to read what Sister Darlene Billow said. I'm just watching as we have all... Wait, let me go back. As we have all these entertainers in America, and they just simply pay taxes for public services, and then we the people fail to show up to protect all the rights to receive those public services in our local communities. Hallelujah, that's the flesh at work. Sad if you need the lesson is called trials and tribulations. I'm just watching. Hallelujah. Well, let me tell you something. I want to add this in. The flesh runs Hollywood. The flesh runs the music industry. The flesh runs the sports industry. The flesh runs all these terrible things that are transpiring, not only in the United States, but around the world right now. It's all ran by the flesh. They got organizations out there that we don't know nothing about that's sending out stuff to destroy our flesh right now as we speak. Hallelujah. I'm just sharing with you. Hallelujah. No two people are alike. I agree with you 100%. No two people are alike. And we can choose to walk away from a situation. We don't have to let a situation taunt us and get us to make our flesh do something that we should not be doing. Amen. Praise God. We should be doing better. We should be doing more. We should be doing righteous for God. We should just be on fire for God. Amen. Hallelujah. My heart is heavy with all the things that I see on the news and TV, and then I run a civil rights organization. I get phone calls on things that you wouldn't believe, and I have to pray for people. I got to pray for people that are incarcerated for the wrong reasons. I have to pray for people who have been accused of things that they haven't done. I had to pray for us losing all of our young men to gun violence and drugs and alcohol and car accidents and stabbings. I have to pray for so many things, but I know that God will answer all prayers. Matthew chapter 9, verse 35. Matthew chapter 9, verse 35, and it reads, Jesus traveled through all the towns and villages of that area, teaching in the synagogues and announcing the good news about the kingdom. And he healed every kind of disease and illness. God is working miracles in the name of Jesus. God will heal you in the name of Jesus. God will take care of you in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. You know, and I will bring that up. Dick Gregory was a great speaker and a great teacher. I had the privilege of meeting him on several occasions. He was a civil rights activist. He was a good spokesperson. And I really did like Dick Gregory because he told it the way it was. But I want to go, hallelujah, praise God, to Psalms 147, verse 3. We just did Matthew chapter 9 and 35. And we talked about how Jesus went around teaching the good news and healing the sick. This is what we can do for the flesh. Get your flesh healed. Get your flesh right with God. Don't let somebody get you messed up in your flesh. Oh, come on over here. We only going to do this one time. It's my first time. It's your first time, too. Let's do it. And the next thing you know, you hooked. Now your flesh has been taken over by a substance. Now you're doing things that you never thought you would be doing to get the substance. Fentanyl is killing our young people. Fentanyl is a really bad drug. And God bless America. God bless us. Hallelujah. Let me go to, I just wanted to read Psalms 147, verse 3. Edith, if you could put that in there, Psalms 147, verse 3. And it reads, He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. No matter what your flesh is going through, if you're withdrawing from that, whatever it is that you know, He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. Yes, thank you. Psalms 147, verse 3. He heals the brokenhearted and bandages their wounds. I want to go to Matthew chapter 9, verse 20 through 21. Matthew chapter 9, verse 20 through 21. Hey, Grace Love. Welcome, welcome. God bless you, my friend, too. Praise God. It's such an honor to see you with us. Matthew chapter 9, verse 20 and 21 reads, Just then a woman who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak. She said to herself, If I could only touch the hems of his garment, I will be healed. And she was healed in her flesh. We're talking about how to heal your flesh from worldly activities. As you remember the story with the woman that had the issue of blood. When she touched the hem of Jesus' garment, she was healed. She had no more issues with blood. And when the other woman was out sleeping around with all the men and they got ready to stone her to death, Jesus said, let the first one free of sin and cast a stone. And they all dropped their rocks and walked away because their flesh was no better than her flesh because they wanted to commit murder and they wanted to play the role of God. Well, God didn't give any human being the right to go around and kill people, period. So the flesh, hallelujah, and the power of God. Yes, we have to believe in the power of God. Hallelujah. Let's go to James chapter 5, James chapter 5, verse 14 through 16. And I want to read this to you because this is how we heal our flesh. We can be eating too much food. We can be having too many material things. We can be involved in things that have to that get our flesh all messed up. So James chapter 5, verse 14 through 16, and it reads, Are any of you sick? You should call for the elders of the church to come and pray over you, anointing you with oil in the name of the Lord. Such a prayer offered in faith will heal the sick, and the Lord will make you well. And if you have committed any sins, you will be forgiven. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. It's saying, it's telling you right there how to heal your flesh. If your flesh is lusting on the flesh, if your eyes are lusting when they see people, if your tongue is saying lustful, vile curse words, then that's the flesh out of order, because we shouldn't be doing that. If our ears are hearing things that we don't need to hear, that gets into our spirit, our temple, that and, you know, makes our flesh do things that it shouldn't be doing, then we shouldn't be participating in those kind of activities. That's my whole point. Luke chapter 13, verse 11 through 13. Luke chapter 13, verse 11 through 13. And it reads, he saw a woman who had been crippled by an evil spirit. Now, remember, the evil spirit is in her flesh. The evil spirit is in her flesh. He saw a woman who had been crippled by an evil spirit. She had been bent double for 18 years and was unable to stand up straight. When Jesus saw her, he called her over and said, dear woman, you are healed of your sickness. Then he touched her, and instantly she could stand straight. How she praised God. I don't care what your illness is. God is working miracles. God can heal your flesh. God can heal your bone structure. God can heal your heart from a broken heart. God can clear your mind of something that happened in your past that you're still holding in, that you won't let go. Let go and let God. Let go and let God. Amen. Thank you, Edith, for putting those scriptures up. I want to go back, and I want to go up here, way up to the top. Hallelujah. There we go. All right. Okay. There we go. Now, this is going to be one of my last scriptures, and then I'm going to go back to our original scripture that we shared at the beginning. This has been a series called The Flesh. This is the third Sunday on the flesh. Next week will be my last Sunday on this series about our flesh. The first Sunday, I talked about how the flesh can destroy you. The second Sunday, I talked about how we can tame our flesh. And this Sunday, I'm talking about how our flesh can be healed if we believe God that it will be healed and we have the faith of a mustard seed. God will heal our flesh, because we get tempted every day. Some people get tempted in gambling. They got to go throw the dice. They got to pull that machine. Their flesh has to go to the casino and spend up the rent money, the house note money, and the car note money, and the food money. But they can't help it because they're addicted. Their flesh is addicted. And God can help you get rid of those addictions. Hallelujah, praise God. Acts chapter 14, verse 8 through 10. Acts chapter 14, verse 8 through 10, and it reads, while they were at Lystra, Paul and Barnabas came upon a man with a crippled foot. He had been that way from birth, so he had never walked. He was sitting and listening as Paul preached. Looking straight at him, Paul realized he had faith to be healed. So Paul called to him in a loud voice, stand up. And the man jumped to his feet and started walking. Jesus gave his disciples the power to heal. Jesus gives us the power to heal ourselves. But faith without works is dead. If you don't have faith in what you're asking God for, it won't work. But no weapon formed against you shall prosper. It just won't work unless you have no faith. And when Peter couldn't make it across the water, Jesus said, oh, ye so little faith. He took his eyes off of God. He started worrying about how much water it was, how deep the water was. Don't worry about how deep the water is. Don't worry about how much water it is. If God is going to walk you across the water, what do you have to worry about? Not a thing. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Once God puts his mighty hand on it, then and only then will you know the true power of God. And if you've never seen a miracle before, keep on watching and keep on believing, and you're going to see a miracle before your very eyes, because our God, he never comes back void, and our God never fails. He's an on-time God. He's a merciful God. Amen? He's a benevolent God. He's a powerful, all-knowing, all-seeing, Alpha and Omega. Hallelujah, the beginning and the end. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Mark chapter 5, verse 3 and 4. Mark chapter 5, I'm sorry, Mark chapter 5, verse 34. Mark 5 and 34, and it reads, "And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Your suffering is over." And this is how I know that God can heal our flesh. Hallelujah. Amen, son. How you doing, young man? How are you? Praise the Lord. I'm glad to see you with us. And see, God can heal your flesh. In the name of Jesus, God will heal your flesh. If you've been having trouble fighting with something with your flesh, God will help you heal it, just like he did here in the book of Mark, chapter 5, verse 3. Excuse me, I apologize. It's been a busy week. Mark chapter 5, verse 34, and I'm going to read it again. And he said to her, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace. Your suffering is over. Hallelujah. Your suffering is over. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. And the devil is constantly trying to destroy our flesh. The devil is constantly trying to steal our flesh. The devil is constantly trying to kill us if he can. But he only has as much power as we give him. So don't give him no power. Hey, what's up? How you doing? What's up? Sharon, God bless you. Thank you for joining. So as I begin to close out, I'm not quite finished yet. I want to go to our original scripture, and I've been on this series for 3 Sundays in a row about the flesh, and your flesh can get you twisted. It can make you angry. It can make you hateful. It can make you mean to people. It can make you kill. It can make you steal. It can make you hang out and get on drugs. It can make you become an alcoholic. The flesh gets weak. Okay, the flesh can get weak. It can make you a sexual predator. Okay, it can make you do a lot of stuff that you go back and say, I wish I would have never did that. But if you get right with God, he can help you heal your flesh. Let me read to you our opening scripture. Came out of Romans chapter 6, verse 12 through 14, and it reads, therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body. Do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lust. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. For sin shall not have dominion over you, for you are not under law, but under grace. Every day we are under God's grace. Every day. And we should not let our body be obedient to lust. Our body should not be obedient to lust. Our body should not be obedient to to lying, to stealing, to killing. Our flesh should not do that. It is not normal for our flesh to partake in these activities. But when evil comes over your flesh, it has power and authority. And this tongue can say something to a family member or a loved one that can hurt them for life. And you never know what destruction you can cause a person when you speak these words into existence, hypothetically saying, I hate you. Well, golly, is that serious? You hate me? I wish you were dead. Well, guess what? That's the flesh talking right there. I hope you get whatever. The flesh is out of control and it needs to be tamed. So I'm telling you how to tame your flesh through these scriptures. Amen. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. And so that's what this is all about. This is all about taming your flesh. It's all about putting your flesh in order with God. It's all about having God to look over your life and help you and guide you and protect you and direct you. Amen. Because we serve an on-time God. He's a righteous God. He's a benevolent God. He's a merciful God. Amen. And he will save you, even from yourself. Sometimes you don't even realize how bad you treat yourself until you take a stop and look in the mirror and go, wow, I've been beating my flesh to death. And you know how people say, I love you to death. I go, no, no, no. I love you to life. I don't love you to death. I love you to life. Speak life into your flesh. When somebody say, hey, come on, man, I got this drug right here. That's right. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. I got these drugs right here. I got this fentanyl. Just try one. That only one time is all you need to try it. And you're dead. Hydrocodone, all these pills are killing people. Look at the great gospel singer Mandisa. I feel so bad about her losing her life to suicide, to drugs. And you never know what battles a person's flesh is fighting. But we need to pray with people. Hallelujah, Edith. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. So as I close out, whatever your prayer request is right now, and I know we all have a prayer request, whatever it is, send it up to God right now because I'm about to pray for you and I'm about to pray for everybody else. And when prayers go up, blessings come down. When prayers go up, blessings come down. Heavenly Father, just can't thank you enough. I just can't praise you enough for all the wonderful things that you're doing, not just in my life, but everybody that's on this line and everybody that's going to listen to this later because it's going to be archived and they can go up and listen to this sermon anytime. Thank you, God, for the sermon. Thank you, God, for the church. Thank you, God, for the people that are on right now. Bless them from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. Give them strength in the areas where they're weak. Teach them, God, how to tame their flesh against whatever it might be, Lord. I don't know what this next person is going through, but I know that we're all going through something in some kind of way. So, God, have your way like never before. And, God, we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory and give you all the honor. I thank you, God. And I ask that you bless my mother, Dorothy Jean Jones, who's in the hospital right now, God. I ask that you bless the doctors that come in contact with her. I ask that you bless anybody right now that's homeless. I ask that you bless anybody that's looking for a job, God. I ask that you bless anybody that's out there that wants to rekindle their relationship with their family or their mother or their father or their sister or their brother. Teach them how to use words that are kind. Teach them how to tame their tongue to use the right words that you can get more with honey than you can with vinegar. Lord, I thank you, God, and I praise your name. If we've done anything wrong in thought, word, or deed, please forgive us right now, God. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, God, for restoring, for revitalizing, rejuvenating, and rehabilitating our lives. All of these things we ask in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Amen. I hope someone has been blessed right now. I want to share something with you, and before I do, I just want to get a sip of water. Here's a quick announcement. Tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time is the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. We have some really interesting topics. One of our topics is about a young lady named Crystal Mason, who was accused of voting violations, and they put her in prison. But she was exonerated. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow. We're going to hopefully get somebody from the NAACP on in the state of Texas where this took place. And then we're going to talk about some other wonderful, powerful things, which I don't want to let them all out the bag right now, but join us tomorrow morning, the Eddie Jones Radio Talk Show. All you got to do is dial 646-787-8064. 646-787-8064. I don't own the rights to this song, but I want to sing it because I know somebody needs to hear it and somebody needs to let go and let God. I couldn't seem to fall asleep. I had so much on my mind, searching for that peace, but the peace I could not find. So then I kneeled down to pray and help me please. He said, you don't have to cry, 'cause I'll fulfill all your needs as soon as I stop worrying about how the story ends. I let go and I let God have his way. That's when things start happening. I stopped looking on back then. I let go and I let God have his way. There's so much going on. Sometimes I can't find my way. Oftentimes I struggle from day to day. I have to realize that it's not my battle. It's not my battle to fight. Gotta know if I put it all in his hands, everything's gonna be alright. Soon as I stop worrying about how the story ends, I let go and I let God have his way. That's when things start happening. I stop looking at back then. I let go and I let God have his way. I hope somebody enjoyed that. If you did, just put some hearts up there. If you liked it, put a little heart up there and just say you liked it, because we need to learn how to let go and let God. And when we let go and let God, that's when things start happening. Amen. And I stopped looking on back then. I let go and I let God. So I'm advising you to let go and let God. No matter what it is, no matter how big, no matter how small, let go and let God. May God bless you and keep you, guide you, protect you, and direct you. And may the words that are coming from my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable unto you, O God, our strength and our Redeemer. God bless you this Sunday. And I look forward to next Sunday when we do our fourth Sunday in our fourth series on conquering the flesh. It's been a wonderful, beautiful evening. God bless you. I want to tell you something. The best is yet to come. Number one, the best is yet to come. Number two, the only limit in life is the one you put on yourself, so let there be no limits. And number three, don't let nothing and nobody steal your joy. God bless you. Take care, and I will be in touch. Amen. Hallelujah. See you guys again soon. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. God bless you.